This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal VandeMataram150.in, where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. Addressing the event, Prime Minister Modi said that Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream, and a resolution. He hailed it as a devotion and adoration of Mother India, which takes one back to history, fills the present with self-confidence, and instills renewed courage to the future, that any resolve can be fulfilled and there is no goal that cannot be achieved.
Vande Mataram, ek shabd, ek mantra hai, ek urja hai, ek swapna hai, ek sankalp hai. Vande Mataram, ये एक शब्द हमें इतिहास में ले जाता है, ये हमारे वर्तमान को आत्मविश्वास से भर देता है और हमारे भविष्य को ये नया हौसला देता है कि ऐसा कोई संकल्प नहीं जिसकी सिद्धि न हो सके, ऐसा कोई लक्ष्य नहीं जो हम भारतवासी पा न सके.
Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena, Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta are also present at the event. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the national song Vande Mataram on the occasion of commemorating its 150 years today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay composed the immortal song Vande Mataram in the 19th century during the Sanyasi rebellion against British rule at the time of the 1905 Swadeshi movement. The election campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has gained further momentum, along with senior leaders of the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan. Leaders of other parties have also put their full strength into campaigning in the districts of Simanchal, Magad, Shahabad and Champaran regions. Star campaigners and senior leaders of various parties are conducting intensive election campaigns. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two public meetings today in Aurangabad and Kaimur districts. From the Congress Party, senior leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meetings in Bhagalpur and Banka, while the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will attend rallies in Gaya and Rohtas. The Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address 18 public meetings in Purnia, Araria, Bhagalpur and Baka. In the second and final phase of the assembly elections, voting will be held on 11th of November in 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts, while the counting of votes will take place on November the 14th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Varanasi this evening. He will be received by Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath at the airport. The Prime Minister will flag off four Vande Bharat trains, including Banaras, Khajuraho and Lucknow Saharanpur, tomorrow morning. There is huge excitement in Kashi regarding the Prime Minister's arrival, and preparations have been made for a grand welcome. India has delivered humanitarian aid to Jamaica for disaster relief from devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa. In a social media post, the High Commission of India and Jamaica said a consignment of around 20 tons of humanitarian aid and disaster relief was sent to the Caribbean nation through an aircraft of the Indian Air Force yesterday. It added that the relief materials include the special Bhishma Medical Trauma Unit and other essential supplies to support post-hurricane recovery. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted a fall in minimum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India during the next 48 hours. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, an average air quality index, AQI, of 310 was recorded this morning. And with that, we end this news bulletin.